Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Would this take, Chef?
5 minutes.
Woo!
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like fish. Fish doesn't take.
This, you know, there are
some people
minutes.
In the world, they eat it raw, the fish.
Okay, I'm timing you.
All right. Okay. Yeah, let's add some pressure.
Hi, I'm Palash Mitra. I'm the chef at Ryerson Rifles, and welcome to Quarantine Cooking. We're doing a Kerala style seafood and coconut milk stew. Cooking. And this is something I'm very sure will never fail with. It's a very, very simple recipe. Just follow the recipes, improvise if you feel so, but I'm pretty sure it come out really well. Mm-hmm. Cooking. So to begin with, you take dices of the fish. Can be any fish, can be, we've used cobia here, but you can also use red mullet, sea bass, pomfret, any other local fish. You can use mussel meat or clams for that matter. So all you need to do is season them with some salt, turmeric, crushed pepper, and some curry leaf, crushed curry leaf.
This is curry leaf, deep fried curry leaf. If you don't have it, doesn't really matter. This gives a nice vegetable flavor to the dish. But you know, if it's very difficult to find, you can always substitute. Do it without the curry leaf. You may want to add a bit of sage into it, right? So that would make it take it to a different dimension.
Let it sit for a little while, and then while that's marinating, you heat some oil. Add half a teaspoon of mustard seeds into it, and then some roughly chopped shallots and tomatoes.
Shallots, tomatoes, lots of ginger.
I'll give it a quick sweat. Maybe 1 minute, and then add in the marinated fish. Swirl it around, like, you know, let it cook like it is for like 2 to 3 minutes. Mix it up so that the flavors intermingle, and then top it up with coconut milk. So for half a kilo of fish, I'm using 350 milliliters of coconut milk. We made our own coconut milk, but it's so much easier. If it's easier for you, then just open a good quality tin, coconut milk tin. There's so many out there, so you take your pick. Or if you're using coconut cream, just make sure you dilute it with some warm water before you use it, because otherwise the whole thing will split because of the intense heat. And then just salt, sugar, and lemon juice to season. The fish would approximately take 10 to 12 minutes to cook through. If it's mussels or clams, a lot lesser, maybe just a couple of minutes, otherwise they'll overcook.
Wow, crazy.
Yeah, let's go, it's done.
And that's it, you know, and then it's a very, very versatile thing. You can have it with crusty bread, with rice, you know, whatever you fancy, you know, have it with palatas. Next day you save it, and the next day you can just dilute it a bit more with chicken stock or fish stock and have it as a soup. Yeah, it's very, very flexible.
If you enjoy this recipe, or if you have your own quarantine recipe to share, you can use hashtag quarantinecookingEDA to give us a shout out on any social media. We would love to know if this works or helps. Stay safe, eat well. See you next time.